This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username here is lrn.fm. And in the studio with you tonight is Ian.
And Chris.
So we got some tech and gaming-related news that you brought in here tonight, Chris, that I find both of them to be pretty interesting stories.
I thought so, too.
Where did you want to start? Do you want to start with uTorrent, or do you want to start with BitTorrent, or the school shooting game? Because let's start with school shooting.
School
shooting? This is pretty... I think a lot of people are going to find this outrageous.
Oh, yeah.
But it... You know... Well, let's get into it. Where's this story from?
All right. So this story is from Eurogamer.net.
Okay.
And the title is Valve Slammed Over Horrendous Steam school shooting game. I think we should back up just a moment here, just to explain what Valve
what
is
Valve?
And, and what and I'm not a gamer person, so I'm aware.
I'm fairly connected to
right. I mean, so if you're a gamer, you probably know exactly what this story is about.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I don't know what the story is about. This is the first thing. Like, I'm not in the scene of gaming these days, but I still sort of tangentially at least am familiar with. So Valve is a company that started as just a video game software maker. Like, they programmed games. They programmed some of the most popular games like Half-Life way back in the late 1990s. And then at some point in, I don't know, 2004, somewhere in that range, somewhere in the mid-aughts, they launched a video game downloading service. So, you know, back in the old days, if you wanted to buy a video game, you had to go to Best Buy or you had to go online and actually order a physical platter, a CD or a DVD in a box that would, you know, you'd go pick up and take it to the cash register and check out and, you know, that whole thing. But Valve changed the delivery method because, I mean, you'd always been able to download games from the internet and from BBSs back in the day, but they made it, I would say, easier on people.
It's like, isn't it like the App Store, basically, like an Android App Store?
Like for video
Apple,
games.
Like your smartphone, but for video games, right?
Right, and what they did, it was really smart, and it's still around today. In fact,
but it's for computers, right?
I think it's exclusively for computers. I don't believe it exists on other platforms, but please correct me if I'm wrong on that, listeners. Feel free to call in at 855-450.
I think Apple just shot them down, actually, for getting it onto the Apple
iPhone. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they came out with this software called Steam, and this is their – initially it was just for their games. So they would deliver their own software to their customers over this platform. And if you think about it, it's a pretty brilliant thing for them to do, right? Because the old method was they'd have to probably contract with some sort of presser, right? Like some company that is going to press the discs and put them in boxes and ship them in large containers to stores and, you know.
Sure, much more expensive, right?
Yeah, all that logistics is expensive. Moving physical product around is costly.
You know, I actually, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's about $100. Depending on the quantity, it could be as near $100 for actually doing that and distributing it through something like Best Buy.
What do you mean $100?
If you have a full retail box, you know, with manual and the CD.
Are you saying it would cost $100?
Yeah, it's maybe not quite $100, or maybe it's $50.
Games are usually less than $50.
Right. But the point that I'm trying to make, it might be closer to $50, but the point that I'm trying to make is it probably was closer to $50. But this was like back in 2005 era time period. This is what it would actually cost to do that.
No way, dude. Are you talking about on like some sort of small scale? Because if it cost $50,
yeah,
they'd be losing money.
Smaller scale. Now you have to understand that the reason for this is because Best Buy takes a percentage of the profits, most of the profits, actually.
Uh-huh.
And there's also the cost of actually pressing the disc.
Well, right. Everybody's got to make money along the way.
Right.
The manufacturer, the wholesaler,
right.
The
Best
Buy.
So one of the companies I worked for basically didn't make any money off of actually selling their own software.
No kidding.
Because
physical copies.
Yeah, physical copies of their software. But they wanted to be in retail. So
they just did it for the recognition.
Yeah. So you can actually download their software for free,
mm-hmm.
but at retail you have to pay. And they had some like other features that were, you know, you would get with the, you know, retail copy. But generally speaking, it's expensive.
Oh, no doubt about it. So that was the brilliance of the Steam platform, was it allowed them to easily distribute and sort of control, to some extent, their product, meaning that they could set a date at which, you know, there's usually a certain release date for a game to come out, and they would say, all right, well, the game's going to come out on Tuesday the 3rd or whatever, and then the software would actually pre-download the game for the user. So at midnight, on the day of release, the software would then be programmed to let the player play the game instantly. So at the time of release, the official release date, they already had all the files on their computer. It's just they weren't allowed to play it until... So pretty smart, right? Because,
interesting.
Because, you know, otherwise, you got to hope to get to the, you know, Best Buy and hope there's still some on the shelf and stand in line. And, you know, maybe you won't get it on the first day if you're relying on the physical copy. But with this method, anybody who wanted it would have it the instant it was available. So very, very smart kind of marketing.
And this is something that people lined up for back in the day, right?
You mean to buy video games
in
physical
games.
Reality?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah,
yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah. I forgot all about that.
Right. Some game stores would open at midnight on a very popular game. Mm-hmm. They'd open at midnight, and then they'd hand out tickets or whatever, and people in line, and so on and so forth. With this, you just sit at your house, and it's there for you. And they're charging the full retail cost.
Right,
so
right.
They're getting all of the profit
I
with
this
distribution.
I wonder what Steam actually charges. Well, I mean, obviously Steam's getting the full retail price, but I wonder what the other companies are getting.
Yeah, I don't know, because that's what came later.
Right, and if you look at like what Apple does, they actually charge a hefty percentage in order to get your stuff into the Apple, and then they restrict it too, but...
Will Coley's joining us here from the Call to Freedom. Hey, Will.
Hey, what's up, guys?
We're talking about video games and the Steam platform, which is going to lead into this active shooter game that somebody's come up with that's supposed to simulate school shootings. So apparently there's some controversy about that. We're just kind of explaining what Steam is prior to that. And so, yeah, so it was initially for just Valve software, and at some point they opened it up to other software providers, independents, and major software like companies, video game makers, to use this platform. So yeah, it's a good question. What chunk of the, you know, the given cost is Steam taking? So that should explain to you basically what this is. It's essentially a large app store for video games. You can buy things within the app, and they're delivered right to your computer. And the nice thing is, like, I've got Steam on the computer here and the computer upstairs, and I actually just, you log into Steam and you tell it which games you've already purchased you want to download, and it'll automatically just download it right onto that machine. So it's pretty slick. Like, I've got two copies of the same game on two different computers. I presume it would tell me no.
Do they charge you per game or per computer for the game, or
no?
Is it just one license?
I'm guessing they would lock me out if I tried playing both at once.
At once? Okay.
But I haven't actually tried that. So with that in mind, now that we know what Steam is, for listeners who are new to the concept, what are people mad about? What's going on?
Let's find out. Active shooter from the maker of White Power, Pure Voltage. Okay, so
Did you just say White Power?
That's what I said. So I don't know.
Is this Chris Cantwell's company?
I don't know. I guess, like, this is... you know, that just screams to me like it's some sort of racist, bigoted kind of...
It does sound that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if that's, like, that's the reality or if it's just a game, you know? Like,
or maybe it's anti-racist. I don't know.
Or that it's attempting to associate school shootings with white power.
Maybe. Just a week after the...
But this was their previous game. The White Power game was their previous one. This one is different. This is Active Shooter.
Oh, wait. So wait, you're right. The name of the game is Active Shooter, from the maker of White Power. So so that's not the name of the company. I'm thinking that's the name of the company. That's the name of another game, I guess, that's
Ethnic
popular.
Ethnic Cleansing is the name of the White Power game.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm amazed that people get away with this stuff. I mean, not that I would object to its existence or anything, but it's just like the society we live in. I'm surprised they're not, like, booed out of, you know, all the places you can get a game like this, right? Just a week after the Santa Fe High School shooting in Texas that saw 10 people fatally shot and 13 others were wounded, Valve has come under fire for a Steam school shooting game that encourages you to hunt and destroy children. Active Shooter, which at the time of the publication is live on Steam and due for release on 6th of June. So this is a new game.
Mm-hmm.
Is described...
So it hasn't even come out yet.
Apparently not. It's described by its developer as a dynamic SWAT simulator. The idea is you're sent in to deal with a shooter at a school, but you can also play as the actual shooter gunning down school children.
You know, I'm surprised it took this long for a game like this to come out. Because there was, remember the Columbine games?
Yeah.
So let's talk about all that coming up here in a moment. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts, take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us on the radio waves. You can take control of the airwaves here toll free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And want to make sure you know about the Blink Home Security System. We've got one installed here at the studio. Mark Edge has one at his house. You can get your three Blink cams for way less than the other guys and get 15% off by using this URL. It's blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. It's super easy to get this system set up. It's wireless. So you unbox it. You put the batteries in the cams, you put them where you want them, and you set it all up wirelessly via your Wi-Fi-enabled device of preference, maybe your tablet or your smartphone. It is super easy to do it and very shockingly affordable. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL to get yours at 15% off. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. We're talking about a game that all kinds of people apparently are all upset about, a new school shooter game called Active Shooter. And apparently, as you were describing, you can be the police, but you can also be the shooter. And that is what is making some people angry. They're demanding, apparently, that Valve pull the game from Steam before it's even released in about another, what, 2 weeks?
June 6th.
Sounds like?
Yeah.
Tell me more about that, Chris.
So now an anti-gun violence charity has called on Valve to pull the game from Steam. We've asked Valve for comment, but it has yet to respond. You know what else is interesting is this is a Europe Eurogamer.net. So I'm assuming it's coming from Europe, and I know they quote UK in here, I think somewhere, and yeah. The BBC. And but also it's not an issue like a European issue. It's a US issue, and they're kind of getting all over. You know, the left about something that's in the United States, right? Like it's a very interesting like perspective. You know what I mean?
So you're saying that the people in Europe are mad about something that is happening here,
right?
Basically?
Yeah, it seems kind of bizarre to me, right? Like I don't know.
Well, they don't want. I mean, to try to view it from their perspective. They don't want games like this available, right? They would believe the
right.
mythology that video games cause violence.
Yeah, Europe is like, it's kind of, Europe...
Oh, sorry, Will, go ahead.
Europe's full of Tipper Gores.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, no, Europe is interesting because it's kind of the opposite of the United States. Where in the United States, we're like, we're okay with violence, we're anti-sex.
Mm.
Europe's the opposite. They're okay with sex, but they're anti-violence.
Yeah.
So... the developer of Active Shooter is called Revived Games, the publisher Acid. Revived Games credits include White Power, Pure Voltage, and Deb.
Dan, by the way, I don't know if we said this on the air, the White Power, Pure Voltage.
From has what, nothing to do with White Power.
Right. From what we can tell, I just looked at the trailer for it. I looked at the game description. From what we can tell, they named it that just to get attention.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't seem to have anything to do with, like, anything with racism. It's just
It's supposed the weapon itself is supposed to be based on Tesla's...
So, like, lightning or something
lightning,
like that?
So that's white
lightning.
Power, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the game looks like it was built on like an Atari 2600. It's got that old school pixel art kind of look to it.
Yeah. All right, so it's not
offensive.
It's not at all intended to be racist.
It's a massive troll.
So is this game here called Active Shooter. This is a troll too, right? Like they're trying to get attention for their brand, and they are. Right?
Yeah,
they're getting major press out of this.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, so let's see here.
It's just, to me, it's hilarious because...
You're a big gamer. You play a lot of games.
Yeah. These guys, they're giving them what they want. It's like the whole terrorist thing or the Unabomber thing. Or like these people that they're nobody and they want media attention and they know which buttons to push.
Yeah.
This is also kind of an interesting perspective because I believe the three of us are all peaceful people and like against... violence, right? Against the use of force.
Against aggressive force.
Aggressive. And yet, would you guys say that you support the existence of games like this?
Of course.
Yeah.
This is pure free speech. I mean, this is clear free speech. There have been other offensive games in the past. You mentioned off the air. I don't think you mentioned it on the air. Postal.
Right.
Which is one of the first.
What was that in the 90s? I mean, that was late
90s.
Yeah.
There was a couple sequels to
it. I never played it, but I did. I was aware of the game at the time.
I was like a Shogun Assassin one that's from the 90s. That was one of the. That's just. It's absolutely ridiculously brutal.
You're
and
saying
bloody.
With violence,
yeah. And I love. It's one of the funnest games to play. It's the most realistic samurai sword and pistol game that that I've ever seen. Like, you're cutting off limbs and there's blood everywhere and, like, you're cutting faces in half.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's insanely violent, but it doesn't make me want to pick up an AR-15
no.
and go
shoot
up a movie theater, you know?
And you've got five kids and at least two of them are video gaming boys.
I don't let them play, like, Call of Duty and stuff yet. They play, like, Happy Wars, or they're not really even interested in that kind of stuff yet. They want to play Minecraft, you know?
Okay. Yeah, that's popular at that age.
They want to play the, like, Mario Kart.
Gotcha.
Or Smash Brothers.
I mean, your kids are like 5 and 7.
8, yeah.
Yeah, 8. Yeah, I mean, they're pretty young still.
They want to play the kart games, that kind of stuff.
You know, I remember playing, like, Doom and Wolfenstein at, like, 9 years old, 8, 9 years old.
That's like the last time you played games, right?
Yeah, pretty much was, actually. And, you know, it's kind of funny, like, I turned out all right, and I bet you guys did, too. Maybe not
depends
quite
who
the
you
same
ask.
Game, but...
Right.
Oh, good point.
I played so much Doom when I was a teenager. It was probably my number one game for the longest time.
But I liked Wolfenstein. I was stuck on old school games as a teenager. Like, I was into retro games before it was cool.
Before
to be
it
into
was
retro.
Retro
games.
I couldn't get into Doom. I could never get into Doom. I loved Wolfenstein, but I could not get into Doom. Or what was the other one?
Quake
was the other one.
The more popular.
Well, when I was into gaming, let's put it that way, that's what was, you know, the next thing kind of, coming out, and everybody was playing. And I'm like the only one who's not playing it. It was kind of weird.
The thing that made Doom really special compared to Wolfenstein was they brought in multiplayer. Wolfenstein, you never had that.
Right.
And Doom was kind of the first-person shooter, which is what we're talking about. This is a genre we're talking about for listeners not familiar, where it's you're seeing the game through the eyes of the protagonist, and, you know, you shoot everything that moves, basically. In Wolfenstein, you were always, like, just kind of running through halls on the same level and in and out of rooms. You never went upstairs or downstairs, so there was never, like, the perception of 3D. Like, it looks 3D, but it wasn't actually, like, there wasn't a way to get above or below things. And Doom kind of made it look like it was actually 3D. So it technically was a big step up from Wolfenstein. They
Quake
had the network
too.
Code. Quake actually made it
3D. Do you guys remember if those games, like, Doom was a network game. Right?
It was
like an internet-based game.
The internet wasn't a thing,
really. It wasn't there yet. What about Quake? Quake actually went internet-based, right?
Quake, I believe they had internet
servers and things like that, maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's interesting how the whole game landscape has changed. Now you can't even play, like, network, you know, like, person-to-person. Right, locally.
Yeah, now I've seen some of the Twitch videos. So, like, we're on Twitch right now, twitch.lrn.fm, and I imagine some of our Twitch listeners are enjoying this particular conversation, because Twitch is primarily a video game streaming platform, and I was watching Matt Oblasto's stream earlier today, and a lot of these games, that the first-person shooters, for instance, they rely on centralized servers, whereas back when Doom and these other games were out, you had to spin up your own server for your friends to join.
Yeah.
And so what'll happen is the companies that make these games with the centralized servers, at some point, they just abandon it, and they say, we're not going to run the servers anymore, and you don't have a game anymore.
Right.
At that point. You can't play it.
And there were other benefits, like low latency, if it was networked.
Right.
Right.
So more coming up here, 855, 450, free. We need to get back into active shooter.
Yeah.
This is what people are upset about. Why, though? It's Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
USA Radio News. Today, Harvey Weinstein was arraigned on rape and sexual assault charges. He posted the $1 million bail and has to wear an electronic monitor. He's also not allowed to leave either New York or Connecticut and did have to forfeit his passport as he is a flight risk. Ronan Farrow is a reporter with The New Yorker.
I can't handicap a legal proceeding that is still to play out. Mm-hmm. What I can say is these are very serious charges. I can say that I've been in touch with many of the law enforcement officials involved, and they moved very carefully. They spoke to many, many potential witnesses.
At least two people were injured this morning at a middle school in Noblesville, Indiana. Noblesville Police Chief Kevin Jowett explains what happened.
The preliminary information is that a male student asked to be excused from his class. He left the classroom. He then returned armed with two handguns. And that classroom is where the activities occurred. We are still conducting interviews to determine what happened in that classroom.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and we've also got the Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm, which is a chat server, and there's a bunch of different rooms, and one of them is called Free Talk Live. But the call-in room is the one that's on the top of the list, so you can go there and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts of the show as well, before, during, and after Free Talk Live over at discord.lrn.fm. Something else you ought to do if you're an entrepreneur type, if you've got a business, or maybe more than one business that you are into, and you want other liberty-minded folks to know about your business, you should have it listed over at liberty.menu. I mean, because there's really no reason not to. It's a beautiful site. It's easy to use. It's finally something that people have been asking for years, is where do I go to find liberty-friendly businesses? This is the place. And it's pretty new. It started about a year ago. It was actually during ForkFest and PorkFest of last year that this thing kicked off. Liberty.menu. You can go there. It's free to add your whatever it is you do to Liberty.menu. You can also put events on there as well as digital content. So if you're a digital content creator or events coordinator, or, again, you just want to promote your business to other Liberty people, go to Liberty.menu. It is, by the way, exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Once again, it's Liberty.menu. It's Ian, Will, and Chris in the studio here tonight. Chris, you're sharing a story with us from a Euro gaming site, but it's all over the place. PC Gamer, you search for Steam and Active Shooter in Google, and you'll see all kinds of stories about this. The Steam platform, probably the world's most popular video game delivery system out there for computers. Apparently, somebody's going to release on June 6th a game called Active Shooter that takes place in a school, and you can be either a SWAT team member or the actual shooter slaughtering civilians and presumably school children. In the clip that I saw...
Yeah, that's what it said. Yeah, it said school children.
In the trailer that I saw, at least on Steam, I was watching it during one of the breaks, it didn't show the slaughtering of the children. It showed just this person gunning down cops and what appeared to be like school teachers and that sort of thing. But so people are upset. You had more that you wanted to say on this.
Yeah, I just think the response, some of the stuff that's being said about the response is just kind of hilarious. I mean,
the response from...
Not murdering kids or anything, but the reaction that people are having to this game's existence.
Right, because Steam hasn't spoken, or Valve, the company that runs Steam, has not
apparently
commented.
Not.
Okay.
A spokesperson for InterTrust told the BBC it's very bad taste. Or, I'm sorry, it's in very bad taste. There have been 22 school shootings in the U.S.
Welcome to gaming. There's all kinds of games,
right?
With bad taste.
U.S. since the beginning of the year. It is horrendous. Why would anybody think it's a good idea to market something that violent like that and be completely insensitive to the deaths of so many children? We're appalled that the game is being marketed.
I'm just interrupt you here for a moment. Is it also insensitive to allow a player to play as Darth Vader in the Star Wars games? I mean, because this game allows you to play both sides.
I think people don't understand what the word game means. It means for fun. It doesn't mean people are not going out there and there are some, but they're not like sane types, right? You know, they're crazy. They've got other issues that are the main factor. It's not the games that are the problem.
Well, this is nothing new. I don't know why everybody's so triggered about this. I mean, I remember there used to be a game where you shot Britney Spears, you know, and that was the game. Like, you shoot. There's Britney Spears, they fall out of the sky, and you have a shotgun that shoots turds, and you shoot Britney Spears with a turd shotgun. And, like, it was a game.
It's just a fun game.
And it lasted, like, a day, right? Like,
yeah.
There's no...
You remember a gerbil or a squirrel in a blender or something like that? It wasn't real, it was a cartoon.
Okay.
But that website had all kinds of... lowbrow, tasteless, kind of over the top.
I know what you're thinking about. Newgrounds. Newgrounds was a site where you would see that kind of stuff, where they would take flash animations.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
would just make the most. Usually it was made by teenage boys who have nothing but a bunch of time on their hands and are super creative and, you know, talented. And this site had been around for a long time.
And weren't shooting up schools because they had things to put their focus into.
Their creative energies.
Well, because if you do that now... You don't have to shoot the school up.
Yeah.
What you do is you put your creative energy into that, and then somebody finds out about it, and then in everybody should be a snitch culture that we live in, somebody rats the kid out, he might want to shoot a building up or something, and then he gets thrown in jail anyway, even though he was just some kid trying to be creative.
And you know what's interesting is these types of games actually give kids an opportunity to express their discontent for the public school system.
Sure.
I mean, it is an outlet. If we don't have that,
maybe that's the problem.
I think it's actually they're creating their own problem. I think you're right, and I think you have a point. There's been studies in Europe in regards to pornography. When they outlawed pornography in, I forget what country it was. I don't know if it was. I think it might have been like Denmark or something like that.
Wow.
They outlawed pornography and rapes. No, no, no. They legalized pornography and rapes fell.
Went down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they legalized it again. Rapes went, they went up. And then they did the exact thing again, and again they fell.
Yeah.
So like it's like very like cause versus causation. But still, it seems pretty clear that it's probably the case that you may not want to pull away people's outlets who are discontent with the system, because you actually end up having more violence as a result. And violence isn't something new in the United States. I think a lot of the situations, especially in the 90s, there was a lot of shootings going on in schools and kids bringing guns to schools. And probably we didn't hear, we heard about it, but not in the words of school shooting, right? I mean, it happened, but it wasn't reported like it is today.
Tell me more. Is there more from the story?
So there's a little bit more. So here's basically what Steam's defense is. When once Steam was heavily curated, Valve now employs a hands-off approach. That means scores of games of varying quality are published to the platform
every
day.
There's a bunch of crap.
Right.
Because anybody apparently with $100 can put their game up.
There. Right. According to Steam Spy, 7,672 games were released on Steam in 2017.
How many?
7,672. That's 21
in
games
one
per
year?
Day. Yeah.
Wow.
That's a lot. Anyone can publish games on Steam through the Steam Direct program for $100 recoupable publishing fee per game.
Huh. That's great. The fact that you can do that now is, I think, kudos to Steam for opening up their platform like that.
Certainly, I think that's sort of a good thing, but I think at the same time, it's also sort of a dangerous thing. You got to kind of be careful.
Who knows what code you're going to be running.
What are you installing, right? Yeah. I mean, I don't know if there's a review system or
doesn't
something.
Sound like it.
A user review system distinguish malicious from non-malicious.
For sure, they have reviews on there, yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah,
and this game, by the way, this active shooter, it looks like one of those throwaway garbage games. I mean, no offense intended to Acid, the video game developer.
It's a Rockstar knockoff, that's what it is. It's like, that's
not
what it looks
even.
Like to me.
It's
GTA Part 1.
Okay, yeah, really. It doesn't look particularly, like, high quality.
Yeah, and it's not, and actually, reading further here, it's not that they're banning, or it's not that they're taking a total hands-off approach, but they do have some rules, like, that you're supposed to follow.
Well, right, they probably won't allow porno games on there, so if there's, if somebody...
Specifically, it's speech that promotes hatred, violence, or discrimination against groups of people based on ethnicity, religion, gender, age, disability, or sexual orientation, which actually makes me wonder if Wolfenstein would be banned, because Nazis?
Yeah,
I don't
good
know.
Question.
I don't know. I know.
If they pass that new law that makes cops a protected class, then this definitely
would
be outlawed. Because
that's right.
Anything that gives the impression that you even want to threaten a police officer, you get 10 years in prison, hate crime charge.
None of this is new. Like in terms of like banning games and demanding censorship. In Germany, in the 90s, I think even they actually there was a law against games like Doom and Wolfenstein, things like that. And everybody played them in Germany,
but they weren't legal.
I guess, right. Yeah, to sell.
So they had to download.
So they just downloaded the pirated copy.
Right. Which is what will happen.
Yep.
If this game is banned from the Steam platform, people are going to still seek it out.
If people want it, if people are interested in playing
they're going to want it now that it's got all this
controversy
surrounding it.
They actually created probably popularity for the game.
We would not have talked about it had this not been in the news.
Yeah.
We would have no idea about it. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. If you want to join us here, 855-450-3733. Continue. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lickochops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states.
and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and join us if you would like. The number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We've been talking about video game controversy with a game called Active Shooter, slated for release in early June on the Steam platform. Some people are really mad about it because it allows the gamer to portray the role of an active shooter at a high school or wherever it takes place, middle school or something like that, some kind of government school where you can gun down classmates and teachers and SWAT team members. But you can also play on the SWAT team as well. Of course, that's not getting all the coverage. It's the fact that you can be the shooter. And I don't know if I mentioned this on the air, but it strikes me to bring up the Playing Columbine movie. I was actually one of the people who was in this film by Danny LaDonne, who was the director of Playing Columbine, which was a documentary about him making a video game about the Columbine Massacre. It's called Super Columbine Massacre RPG.
Huh.
And so if anybody who's ever played a role-playing game from the 1990s, the Japanese role-playing game, you know, with like the kind of the cutesy little characters, and you get the overhead perspective, and you walk around a map or whatever. Well, he did that with the characters from real life, Columbine, Dylan and Eric, Dylan Klebold, Eric Harris, and he made a Super Columbine Massacre RPG, which, of course, this was, you know, 20 years ago when he did this, and he got all kinds of, you know, the same sort of uproar, the same controversy, the same anger from people that he dared to create a video game about this, which, again, it's all freedom of speech. That's what we're talking about
here. You know who's going to be punished for it? It's the kids who actually
like bring it to school or whatever, or you know, they even just nowadays probably if somebody even just finds out that they've played the game, they're going to get punished.
They could.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous.
The school, of course, the schools are more ridiculous now than they've ever been.
They were ridiculous in the 90s. They had the whole zero tolerance thing.
That's when it started, was I think the late 90s. Let's go to the phones here. You can call in about anything you want. Gene is the Christian anarchist. He's on the line on Discord. Hello, Gene.
I wanted to revisit. Believe it or not, I'm driving across country in this crazy holiday traffic, and I'm going to talk about truckers again. And
okay,
I meant to recap just briefly. I called the other day about truckers doing this rolling roadblock thing, which is very, very ineffective for traffic. It's very rude, and it's basically them trying to enforce their rules on other drivers. Now, a trucker
a guy called in, and he explained it.
And said, yeah, well, we got to shift 18 gears and yada, yada, yada. And you know what? I'm sorry. That's terrible inconvenience for you truckers that you're going to have to shift through those gears.
Well, I mean,
but
hold on.
He doesn't have the right to inconvenience everybody else.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, it makes sense, Gene, if you care about, you know, road safety. I mean, you don't want an 18-wheeler careening into the back of somebody's car because they, you know, cut right in front of them and they have to slam on the brakes and they've got all that momentum behind them. It takes them time to slow down.
Well, that and people who drive four-wheelers.
Don't try and make this a safety issue because they don't do it for safety. They're doing it just because they want to feel
people who drive four-wheelers drive like idiots. I'm sorry. If you drive a regular car around
there are all kinds of people drive like idiots. That's not a reason you to do things to other people.
I have seen.
What are they doing to you, though? I don't know. Like, it seems like
they slow you down and make it so that you can't make progress.
Okay, so these roads are like public roads, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but they don't have the right to inconvenience others.
So what he's mad about, you weren't tuned in yesterday, Gene's mad because sometimes he sees truckers occupying two lanes in a two-lane road when there's like an accident up ahead to leave some space in front of them and whatever it is that's up ahead to where they have enough time to stop.
I get why this is annoying.
But it's also an inefficient use of the pavement. They stretch a one-hour traffic jam, 3 miles back, and it blocks off exits that people could be using to take another route. So if you do that,
you're
inconveniencing a lot of people.
Take it up with your state legislator, because a lot of times there are laws and regulations that
it doesn't matter.
Actually say you need to be a specific amount of space away from the car in front of you.
He's right.
Your driving test is not the same as
100 yards. You don't have to be 100 yards away from the car in front of you, which is what they do. You look at them when they're on the freeway. If I'm on the other side of the road and there's a traffic jam over there, I'm watching these guys. They're stretching it out sometimes an eighth of a mile of bare pavement in a traffic jam. And this is very inefficient, and it's not very nice to the other drivers.
Well, I mean, I see what you're saying, man, but, I mean, these are professionals. These guys know what they're doing.
Don't give me this professional stuff. Okay, here, I want to.
Well, they only spend thousands of dollars to go to school to learn how to drive.
It seems like a very strong argument on the truck driver's part. I'm sorry.
No, listen.
I worked as a lumper for a truck driver and rode around the country with a truck driver for almost a year.
Yeah,
and people who drive cars drive like complete and total
idiots. Oh, yeah. I don't think anybody's going to disagree
with
that.
I've seen on the Blue Ridge, coming off of the Blue Ridge Mountains, I've seen a car in the snow pull directly in front of a tractor trailer as we go down to one lane and then slam on its brakes.
Time out. Let's talk about the dangers of truckers. Because the truck drivers, first of all, when I'm driving my Corvette, I could go 130 miles an hour on the freeway and not be as dangerous as a truck driver at 80. Now, they will often drive between 70 and 80. And there's a lot of difference in momentum between 70 and 71 and 72. Okay. These guys are driving 70,000, 80,000 pounds down the road.
Right, that's why they're putting space in between them and the other cars.
Yeah.
Listen to my argument. Listen to
You're
my
just
argument.
Upset that there's trucks on the road.
No, these guys, they're not the safest drivers in the world. They aren't. These guys cause
I think
a lot
dollar
of,
for
lot
dollar, they are way safer than the
no,
average driver.
They
I've
are
had
not
statistics
safer.
Show that.
They are not safer. They number one, they blow. They have those cheap recap tires that blow up on the highways, fly through people's windshields, and then when they blow up, they pull off the road up ahead. They don't even bother to walk back and clear the road off of their recaps. The recaps are.
I don't think it's fair to say they do this or they yeah. do that. There are tens of thousands, if not
Wait a
hundreds
minute.
Of
you
thousands.
You guys were just saying that drivers, they do this and they
I
do that.
I didn't say that. That was Will.
Yep, that was
Well,
me.
Will was doing that. So if Will can do it, I can do it. It's fair, right? How is that not fair? But they do a lot of dangerous things on the roads. Number one, they're swerving all the way over to the shoulder and back again. They're half asleep
yeah, I mean,
at
is,
the wheel.
This is collectivizing.
This happens. I see this all day
yeah,
long.
You know, I'm sure you're right, but there's probably as many, if not more, I suspect, driver, you know, car vehicles, motor vehicles, just regular cars, doing, you know, much worse.
And another hazard with the truck drivers is they've taken this move over ridiculous craze to the extent that now they're moving over for anything. The law said you had to move over for emergency vehicles if there's room. You don't move over and shove everybody out of the fast lane just because there's a vehicle up ahead. You can move over or slow down. That's what the law says. It doesn't say you have to move over. So these guys are moving over for
Again,
derelict cars.
The laws,
wait,
the law for a person
derelict
driving
cars.
A four-wheeler is different than the law of a person driving
a report
an 18-wheeler.
Are you talking about an 18-wheeler? Are you talking about a four-wheeler or 18-wheeler?
A four-wheeler is a person driving a car or a pickup truck. A civilian vehicle yeah. is referred to by truck drivers as a four-wheeler. Any
they
the laws
still,
are different.
They still don't have to move over if there's no room to move over. They don't have to force people out of the way in order to move over. And they're moving over for vehicles that they don't need to move over for, such as derelict cars that have an orange sticker on them that obviously have been there for a week. There's no reason to move over for a derelict car.
Except
they're
for to make sure that you don't hit it.
Man, Gene, you sound like you got some serious road rage, dude.
Hey, I've been driving all day in this crazy traffic. And
maybe
this,
you should take a break.
What
do you do for a living? Do you like drive a lot for a living?
No,
I'm a professional hitman.
Wow. No, he works at his wife's medical office.
Okay.
So the ATA, American Trucking Association, in a report from 2013, University of Michigan Transportation Research Institute, a leader in truck-related crash research, says the ATA studied 8,309 fatal car-truck crashes to determine who was at fault. Guess what? 81% of the time,
wow.
car drivers were assigned the fault versus 27%
God.
Of the time for truck drivers.
They wouldn't have any bias in that on that thing, would they?
I believe
no
it, dude. Thanks for the call tonight, Gene. Drive safe. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You talk to any trucker, they'll tell you that people driving cars suck.
Four-wheel drivers
it.
Are crazy people, yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazies out there.
They're they've got to compensate. These truckers have to compensate.
It's hard.
I've been in a car accident in a big rig before.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.